up again.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Leaving until 28 or 29 to get married again now.
Just from memories, my memories are just, she was always, tight's not the right word, but she didn't waste anything. Like, she would hold on to this.
She was Scottish.
On. Well, I thought it might have been the Depression.
So no, she would have well, been, that would have helped.
How old would she have been during the Depression? She would have been...
Oh, no, she'd only been a little kid. The Depression was in the 20s.
Born 1905, so...
She wouldn't have been... Oh, yes.
So she would have been starting to work during
She would have been aware. Yeah. It would have been around this time.
Yeah,
exactly.
When her parents split, that the Depression hit.
So she's kind of coming into the world, working, helping support the family.
Well, Catherine was born in 1935.
Right.
So they got married in about 33. I think Catherine was born fairly soon after they were married, wasn't she? I don't think it was years later
or
anything.
Not if you hear Jess's stories about trouble because you went to a laddie, the various odd manoeuvres she'd gone through to get pregnant. She maintained they had a bit of trouble initially. But...
Oh, right. Well, Catherine was born in 1935, I was born in 1937, and then
so
she had
was
one.
Was 30 when she had Kathleen.
Yeah, and then she supposedly had one pregnancy after me, and we think it was that she miscarried, didn't she? And she thinks it must have been a boy because she already had two girls. And then she had no more because I don't think she let Dad come near her.
When was the Depression? What was the year you picked?
28, wasn't it? 1928.
28, so 32? Jess was six in 1911.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's 23 when the Depression hits. Mm. So she's old enough for it to impact on her, I would think. So I know the Scottish thing was there,
yeah.
But I always thought... The kids going through COVID are going to be a bit more germophobic. The kids going through the Depression.
You asked the question, how did Mary survive? And I reckon that would have been a pretty tight household.
I reckon that would have been a very tight household.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So Jess would have been brought up with this very strong, don't waste, don't waste, don't waste.
Who wasn't?
No, we were too. Actually, I still see waste as one of the biggest sins. Like, it's still with us.
Well, you see, you've got the Scottish blood running through your veins, and it's Scots don't waste anything.
Well, I do find it hard. I'm learning, sadly. Anyway, so I'm thinking about Jess's childhood and Jess going through that and then hitting the Depression at 20-odd years old.
Well, Jess came out here when she was six, so she doesn't remember much about Scotland.
No.
But she still referred to herself. She died when she was 93, and she still referred to herself as Scottish.
Yeah, right.
She never referred to herself as Australian, even though she'd lived here since she was 6 years old.
Huh.
But she went to work at about 14 or 15, whenever people went to work in those days. And her older sister hadn't gone to work, but her older brother had.
Yeah.
So between what salary Mum brought in and what salary the older brother brought in, they were able to support